Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 4 years ago, business leaders, educators, students, parents, and policymakers from around our state formed an initiative to not only improve but transform the way education is delivered in South Carolina. How are they doing? Pamela Lackey is president of AT&T South Carolina and co-chair of Transform SC, the collaboration itself, which will be holding its annual conference March 13th in Greenville. Today, she's in our studio. Pam, welcome back.
Thank you, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Share with us, first of all, a brief overview of this collaboration.
It was formed because the business folks in the state recognize that if we're going to have students who are prepared for the jobs that we have, frankly, both today and in the future, that we had to do something to make sure that the system of education that we have in place fits the business model and the types of jobs that those students are going to need to be ready for.
What has happened in the last 4 years moving these goals forward?
A lot has happened. We thought we'd have about 3 to 5 schools that might be interested in stepping out and saying we'd like to be part of this effort to make sure that every student is career, college, and citizenship ready. And we instead, at that point in time, started with about 30 schools. And we now have at 55 schools and 5 whole school districts that are participating in the innovation and the learning and the sharing of those learnings with each other.
New things are being tried. What have we seen so far as a way of results of these efforts?
What we've seen as schools have tried new models of learning and new models of teaching, we found out that in the past 4 years that the very most important ingredient to make sure that innovation works in public schools and in any organization really is leadership. It takes very strong leadership from the teachers, from the parents, from the principals, the superintendents, frankly, from the students themselves. If you don't have that leadership, then you're not going to create and sustain that change.
Can you share with us one or two of the new ideas, the new techniques that are working?
I can. A couple things. One, we've got schools that are working on project-based learning, where students are learning the subjects that they need to learn and the skills and characteristics that they need to learn to be successful in the business world by working on real-world problems. They identify a problem in their community, and then they work together with their teacher and with each other to come up with solutions to that problem. And as they do that, they learn the math, they learn the science, they learn the language arts skills, the communication skills. At the same time, the teamwork and technology skills and collaboration skills that are needed in the workplace.
Well, share with us what will be happening at the upcoming conference on March 13th in Greenville.
Our theme and our programming this year is going to focus on transformational leadership and thinking forward about how do we sustain change and how do we then scale it to all the schools. We've got 2 keynote speakers. In the morning, we're going to hear from Dr. James Johnson, who's from the University of North Carolina, and he's going to talk about 6 what he calls disruptive demographics that are changing our country, certainly changing our region and our state, and what those changes mean for leadership in education. At lunch, we'll hear from Roger Cook, who's a superintendent in Kentucky schools. His districts report that they've had 100% graduation rate and 0 dropouts for the past 8 years. He's been able to do this by helping students have choices about how they learn, and their parents have choices by implementing anytime, anywhere learning. It's not just in the school day and in the school setting. It's at home, it's after school, it's wherever they are. But at the same time, in between those, we've got sessions for business leaders, sessions for policymakers, for community leaders and educators. And at the very end, we'll have what everybody really likes to hear from, and that's the students. What are they hearing? What are they learning? What do they see as how this works, how it doesn't work, what needs to be done differently? And we've got 2 students that are from Transform South Carolina High Schools and a student from Claflin University who are going to be on a panel to talk about how their learning experience has been transformed.
How connected is our state's education environment, education policymakers to Washington's?
I know the schools get some federal funding. Frankly, our educators who are transforming schools in South Carolina have thought about how to use those sources of funding in different ways to accomplish the goal of transformation. There's a school in Swansea that took all of their Title I money, well, actually the whole district of Swansea, Lexington 4 school district, redirected those funds to implement Montessori programs from 3- and 4-year-olds. Now they're about almost through elementary school implementing that program using those federal funds in a different way.
Well, Pam, one more time, if you could, please give us the details on the upcoming conference.
Okay, the conference is going to be March 13th at the TD Convention Center in Greenville, and registration for that closes on March 6th.
Pam, thanks again for visiting our studio.
Thank you, Mike.
Pamela Lackey is president of AT&T South Carolina and co-chair of Transform SC. We will have a link to the organization's conference posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.